Did you hear a knock? Now who could be visiting at this hour? Hello? Who's there? That's funny. There's no one at the door, but I was sure I heard a knock. My goodness, who are you? Princess Tamalpa, I didn't recognize you. You're wearing such a beautiful silk kimono. Gracious, you look as though you stepped out of a Japanese fairy tale.
Well, I have. You know, I've learned a lot about Japanese people and their stories in your shop, but I just had to explore them for myself. So I traveled to Japan on the back of my dragon, Atobi.
A dragon? Oh, I've always wanted to ride a dragon. But why did you bring an umbrella back with you? It never rains here in the summertime.
This? When I open it up, you'll see.
Why, there's a story on it. And pictures. Oh, look. There's a girl with a wooden bowl on her head. Can you tell us about her?
Of course. In the olden days in Japan, there lived a couple who had an only child, a daughter. This maiden was blessed with great charm and remarkable beauty. But even though she won the admiration of all who beheld her, she was not proud. She worked hard in the rice fields along with her mother and father. When her father died, her mother, believing that she too had not long to live, called her daughter to her.
My child, you know that you have great beauty, and the thought of leaving you alone in the world frightens me. I have finally decided on a way to protect you from anyone who might wish to do you harm after I am gone.
The maid wept when her mother spoke of leaving her, but her mother bade her dry her tears and listen to what she had to say.
Fetch me that black wooden bowl.
When the maiden did as her mother had requested, the mother took the bowl and placed it over her daughter's head so that it completely concealed the beauty of the young girl's face.
Always wear this, my child, and promise me that you will not remove it until the right time.
But how shall I know the right time? And besides, the bowl is heavy and uncomfortable.
You will know. Now grant me this last request, so that I can depart this world in peace.
I promise anything you ask, Mother. Not very long after that, the mother died and the young maiden went out into the world to earn her living working in the rice fields. It was hard and weary work, and she had to labor from early morning until evening. Besides this, she had to endure the teasing of her fellow workers who made fun of her. They even tried to pry the bowl off her head, but when they touched it, it was as though they had thrust their hands into a bush of nettles. This made the poor girl more unpopular than ever, and the workers constantly complained of her to their employer. As a result, she was forced to seek work in one place after another. Indeed, she traveled about so much that she became known throughout the land as the maiden with the black wooden bowl. At last, the poor girl found employment in the rice fields of a rich farmer. This man observed how diligently she worked and with what patience she endured the unkind remarks of her fellow workers. He was so impressed, in fact, that when his wife became ill, he asked the maid to live in their house and nurse her. The girl gratefully accepted and tended the farmer's wife with the utmost care. The farmer and his wife grew very fond of the girl, and even though their relatives and friends made unkind and spiteful remarks, they treated her as their daughter. When she had been living with them for several months, their son, who had been studying in Kyoto, came home for a visit. Of course, he noticed the girl with the black bowl on her head the first thing.
"Who is this maiden living in our house, and why does she wear that black bowl?"
His father told him her sad story, and the young man found himself becoming more and more interested in the maiden. Indeed, as he got to know her better and observed how charming and gentle she was, his interest began to turn into love, and he resolved to marry her. But when he asked the maiden to be his wife, she refused. No, I cannot marry you. I'm really nothing more than a servant in your parents' home. And besides, I'm such an object of ridicule that you soon would become the laughingstock of all your friends and relatives. The young man would not accept this answer and pleaded his case with such eloquence that at last the maid consented. Although all the villagers thought the young man was out of his mind, not one refused an invitation to the wedding. They were all too curious to want to miss what they thought would be a strange ceremony. As was the custom, when the time came for the bride to put on her wedding finery, the young maidens of the village came to help her. They had brought with them a fine gown of brocaded satin and a cloak embroidered in gold to hang around her shoulders. Now it's time to remove the bowl.
Remove the bowl.
We want to arrange your hair with these beautiful combs we have brought as our gift to you. Then the maiden remembered that her mother had told her she would know when the time had come for her to remove the bowl. This is the time, she thought. So she told the maidens to remove it, but tug as hard as they could, the bowl remained firmly fixed on the young girl's head. She herself tried too, but the bowl just wouldn't move. And so she was led into the presence of the bridegroom with the bowl as it had been for so long. The poor girl was so ashamed she wanted to release the young man from his promise to marry her.
Do not be troubled. I love you with the bowl as much as I could possibly love you without it.
And he ordered the marriage ceremony to proceed. At that moment, there was a loud noise, and the bowl burst apart. As it did, the young maiden was showered with silver, gold, and jewels of every kind, diamonds, rubies, pearls, and emeralds. The guests gasped in astonishment when they beheld the jewels and then the radiant beauty of the bride. But the bridegroom paid no attention to the jewels. He could see nothing but his bride's face.
My dear, there are no jewels in the world that can compare with the beauty of your eyes.
And thereafter, the young woman's beauty was no longer concealed, and she became known instead as the maiden with the beautiful eyes. I must leave now. Toby's getting restless. Do you want to ride on a dragon before I go, Aunt Sally?
I'd love to, but first I must say goodbye to everyone. Goodbye, children.